The reasons for wandering in the four realms of existence.
Please tell us something about the duty of a human being.
As far as the duty of a human being is concerned, let me tell you what the limit is for one who surely wants to be reborn as a human being. For those who do not want to go higher up or lower down, higher up meaning the celestial life forms, Devgati, and the lower down meaning the animal life forms, Janvargati, and even lower than that is the life form in hell, Narkgati. There are so many different realms of existence. Are you asking only about being reborn as a human being?
As long as there is this body, we have to carry out the duties as a human being, don't we?
It is because you fulfilled your duties as a human in the past life that you have acquired this human life form. You have already passed in that. So now what do you want to pass in? There are two possibilities in this world. One is that after coming into the human life form, if a person accumulates credit, merit karma, then he goes to a higher life form. Whereas if a person accumulates debit, demerit karma, then he goes to a lower life form. And if a person ends the business of both credit and debit, then he attains freedom. These five realms of existence are open. There are four life forms. The celestial life form is for those who have accumulated ample credit. The human life form is for those who have accumulated more credit than debit. The animal life form is for those who have accumulated more debit than credit. While a life form in hell is for those who have accumulated only debit. These are the four life forms. And the fifth realm of existence is that of moksha. Human beings can transmigrate to any of these four life forms. And the fifth realm of existence can only be attained by people of Indian origin or by those of non-Indian origin who believe in reincarnation. Special for India, it is not for other people. Now, if a person wants to acquire the human life form in the next life, then he should serve the elderly, his mother, his father, and his guru. He should maintain an obliging nature towards people. Moreover, in worldly interactions, give 10 and take 10 back. Give 10 and take 10. Maintain pure worldly interactions, meaning take care of worldly interactions such that no credit or debit remains pending with anyone. Completely pure worldly interactions. Humanity implies that while you are hitting someone, or before doing so, if there is humanity, then the awareness must arise. How would I feel if I were to be hit? This awareness should arise foremost. Only then will humanity prevail. Otherwise, it cannot prevail. So if all actions are done with this in mind, then the human life form will be attained again. It is even difficult to acquire the human life form again. Otherwise, a person who does not have awareness of this, who does not have awareness of what the consequences of this will be, such a person cannot be referred to as a human being at all. A person with such lack of awareness is sleeping with his eyes open and cannot be referred to as a human being. A person who thinks all day long about that which is not rightfully his, adulterates goods, such a person goes to the animal life form. He goes from here, from the human life form, directly to the animal life form, and suffers the consequences over there. A person who gives his own happiness to others, gives the happiness that rightfully belongs to him to others, is a superhuman. Therefore, he goes to the celestial life form. The happiness that he was meant to indulge in, that was designed for him, he has a need for it, yet he gives it to the other people, then such a person is a superhuman, so he goes to the celestial life form. Meanwhile, a person who causes meaningless destruction for no reason at all, causes a great deal of harm towards others, and gains nothing from it, such a person goes to the life form in hell. These people are indulging in that which is not rightfully theirs. They are indulging for their own benefit, so they go to the animal life form. However, those who burn down people's homes without any reason and cause other kinds of harm are all entitled to a life form in hell. They kill other living beings or poison lakes. They dump anything into wells. Each person is entirely responsible for himself. There is responsibility associated with each and every hair's worth of action in this world. There is not even a hair's worth of injustice in nature. There may be injustice amongst people at times, but there is complete justice in nature. Injustice has never taken place. Nature remains in justice to such an extreme extent, and whatever is happening is indeed justice. To come to know this is called knowledge. And in what is happening, to say, what happened was wrong, this is good, to say all that is referred to as ignorance. Whatever is happening is indeed correct.
The practice of humanity towards subordinates.
You cannot bear it when someone loses their temper at you. Yet all day long, you keep losing your temper with everybody else. What sort of sense is that? That is not called humanity. The person who is not able to bear others, being even slightly upset with him, keeps losing his temper at others all day long. Just because they are inferior, isn't it? It is considered a great offense to strike at those who are subordinate. Strike at your superior, at God, or your superior, because they are superior. They are powerful. Frankly speaking, the subordinate does not have power, so you strike at him his entire life. No matter how much a subordinate was at fault, I had always helped him. However, as far as a superior goes, no matter how good he may be, I could not stand to have a superior. And I do not want to be anyone's superior either. I do not have a problem if he is good. But that means he will not always remain like that, will he? One day, he might say something that will give me a migraine. A superior is one who takes care of subordinates. That is a true superior. I am looking for a true superior. Become my superior, but become a true superior. I was not born to take a thrashing. Was I born to be thrashed by you? What is that you are going to give me that is so great? And if someone is employed to work for you, then do not ever scornfully dismiss him. Do not aggravate him. Treat everyone with respect. You never know how someone may benefit you.
The practice of humanity in every race.
In the human life form itself, there are 1.4 million forms of beings or layers of development. However, if we actually look at it from the standpoint of the human race or biologically, then no differences are visible between anyone. Everyone is the same. So from this, it seems that there might not be any biological differences, but the mental state, understanding that there is.
That is the development. That is why there are so many divisions.
Even though the layers may be different, biologically everyone is the same. So then, could there be some sort of common religion?
The common religion is the practice of humanity. A person can carry out the practice of humanity according to his own understanding. Each person may carry out the practice of humanity according to his own understanding, but it is best if he does so with the right understanding. The practice of humanity is very high class, provided a person comes to the bounds of practicing it. But the practice of humanity no longer exists among people these days, does it? The practice of humanity is really wonderful, but it is in accordance with the development of a person. The practice of humanity among Americans is different. And the Indian practice of humanity is different.
Is there a difference in that too, Dada? In what way is there a difference?
There is a big difference. There is a difference between their attachment, Mamta, and our attachment. Meaning, they do not have as much attachment towards their parents as we have towards our parents. Since the attachment is less, there is a difference in their feelings, bhav. The feelings are less to that extent.
The extent to which the attachment is less, the feelings will differ that much.
The practice of humanity is indeed proportionate to this. Therefore, their practice of humanity is not like ours. Their practice of humanity is such that they are indeed within the bounds of humanity. Roughly 80% of them are within the bounds of humanity. It is only our people who are not. All others, to their own degree, are within the bounds of humanity.
There are different types of humanity.
Isn't the collective understanding of people everywhere the same, whether they are Jain, Christian or Vaishnav?
The fact is that whatever a person's development is like, that is what his understanding will be. The humanity of the Jnani, one who has realized the self and is able to do the same for others, the Jnani is also human, isn't he? The humanity of the Jnani, the humanity of those who are ignorant of the self, Ajnani. The humanity of those with a lot of demerit karma. The humanity of those with a lot of merit karma. Everyone's humanity is different, even though human beings are of just one kind. The humanity of the Jnani Purush is of a different kind. The humanity of one who is ignorant of the self is different. There is humanity in everyone. There is humanity even in those who are ignorant of the self. If you were to go amidst this undeveloped people, they have humanity, but their humanity is of a different kind. It is undeveloped, and this, here, is developed. And the humanity of one who does bad deeds, if you come across a thief, if a thief is approaching, and you come into his notice, then what is his humanity like? It is to say, do not move. You will realize, oh, we have learned about your humanity. You have become acquainted with his humanity, haven't you? He will say, hand it over. Then you should say, go ahead, take it right away. With the thought that it is indeed your merit karma that you have come across me. There is a man in Mumbai who is so nervous. He says to me, these days one cannot travel by taxis. I asked him, what happened? There are 10,000 taxis here and you cannot ride them? What has happened? Did the government pass a law? Then he says, no, they rob you. They beat you up in the taxi and rob you. O mortal ones, for how long will you people act so crazy? Is it or is it not within the confines of the law of nature to get robbed? 4 people get robbed every day. Therefore, you too will receive that reward. In what way did you draw that conclusion? That reward is given on a rare day to the one who ranks first. Are rewards received on a daily basis? Even the Christians will not concede. No matter how much you try to convince them about reincarnation, they will not accept it. We should not even bring this up. To do so is to go against the practice of humanity. Anything you say that hurts the other person, even to the slightest extent, is against the practice of humanity. Rather, you should encourage them.